The idea of we are we've gotten off debts finally. If you're in debt, you cannot avoid, in verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. If you have either haven't known that your debt is forgiven, and if you haven't forgiven some other debtor, God didn't give a crap about whether you owe somebody money or something, but what he cares about is the next verse. You cannot possibly avoid going inward if you're in debt, or if somebody owes you money, or owes you something. Because then, by definition, the debt will cause you to go inward. And from God's perspective, going inward is the absolute worst thing that can happen. There's no greater sin from God's standpoint than going in and thinking about what you should do next. And yet that's all that's taught. Wherever you go, whatever book you read, whatever you do, you're taught how to go in and improve yourself. Well, if Jesus Christ has been resurrected within me, then it is pure blasphemy to say I need to improve on him. All I need to do is get out of the way. I need to abandon myself. I need to take no thought of or about myself. And by faith, his life is revealed in me with no effort on my part. And that's the mystery of the gospel. And that's the struggle on a daily basis to not listen to the voices, especially as we've been studying the morning Bible study, especially to your conscience. You know, I'm supposed to listen to my conscience. But God said your conscience should be emptied by the blood of Christ so that you're open and free. But you can't, you will always listen to your conscience or to your voice or to your mind talk if you don't know anything else. If you don't know that going inward is the perfect sin, then you have no other choice. And you go inward and over and over and over going inward has only brought you misery. It's brought you judgment, brought you separation. It's never once been your friend. Not once in your entire life. And yet if that's all you know to do, I had to talk today with someone it was a woman who had been in three abusive relationships in a row. First, a husband, and then two boyfriends. And she kept saying, why do I stay? Why did I stay? Why did I stay there? I kept hoping that things would improve. And I said, no, that's not why you stayed. You stayed because you didn't believe you deserved anything better. And then she lost it. But that's her mind didn't say, her mind talk didn't say, stay here because you don't deserve anything better and so you can get beat up. That's not what your mind does. Your mind says, whatever it is, in whatever arena your mind or your conscience says to you, it doesn't ever tell you the truth. It always tells you a different thing. It tells you a lie. It tells you something to cause you in your own estimation to be enhanced. When she puts on her bitch boots and she becomes the ogre of the universe, she's not doing that because she feels that way. she's doing it, and her mind isn't, that's what, but her mind tells you, I've got these rights, I'm this strong person. But she does it because she's deathly afraid of being separated. But her persona comes out in this, and it's not an act, it's what it is, it's the lie. It twists, it turns it. Life is very simple. We are either connected, and we know we are loved without condition, and in that case we can abandon ourselves. Or we are unconnected, in fear, and we have to do all kinds of things to try to protect ourselves.